All right. Hello, hello. Hey, family. Welcome to the Daughter Podcast, a place that is dedicated to the total wellness of the total woman. My name is Samantha Grimes, and I'm a certified life coach and Christian counselor, a creator and the CEO of Samantha Grimes Life Solutions, LLC, a wellness company that offers a wide variety of coaching and counseling services. If you are interested in one-on-one or group services, please head to our website at www.sgls.info. Once again, that's www.sgls.info. And we look forward to working with you. All right, family. So we are going to talk about some housekeeping things and also some goodies that we have for you that I want you to be a part of. I think will bless you, that will make you excited that you even heard this today. Okay. And number one is join our membership community. Yes, join our membership community, the Daughter Podcast membership community. If you are a fan of this podcast, or you are about to be a fan of this podcast, family, we talk, dig further and do live Q&As concerning this podcast, as well as Bible studies, mentorship, group coaching, all of the things for all of the kingdom of God women. Okay. It's phenomenal. So if you're looking for a community, you're looking to dig further, you're looking for somebody to grow with, all the things, this is the perfect place, the perfect platform just for you. And the podcast is really just a launching point, for it. But yeah, I just highly recommend it. If you would like to be a part of it, head to our Instagram page at Samantha Grimes TV. Go to the link tree and go to the link that says membership community, and it'll take you to the PayPal link that will pay for your first month's registration. It is a monthly membership, and then you'll receive an email within 24 to 48 hours letting you know how to actually get inside of the community. So we want you a part of that. Okay. Number two, family, I am the author of two books. The first book is called Feel So Good to Be Loved, right? 21 Days of Discovering the Authentic Love of God. Family, there are so many testimonies concerning this book, okay? It is a devotion style, the way that it's written, but it reads just like a traditional chapter book. So each chapter, each day, okay, is a chapter. And then there are discussion questions behind each day, prayers written, that are a little triggering, but are designed to really help you shift the way that you think, the way that you see God, and above all, really help you receive the love that He wants you to have. And listen, so many of us feel like we got that in a bag. I know God loves me. I got it. Let me tell you something. No, you don't. Okay? No, you don't. There's so many things the love of God deals with, addresses, and we have actually never really thought about how to actually receive the God. How to actually receive the love of God. It's always been focused on us loving Him, not the other way around, and what that does and how that changes us and how that changes things. And family, that's just the foundation. It's the greatest thing. The Bible says, and the greatest of these is love. So we're talking about one of the greatest topics, which is the love of God. Okay. Also, I have a second book called Significant, Slaying the Demon of Low Self-Esteem and Stepping Back into Your Day One Significance. I believe that low self-esteem really roots from not understanding where our value, our worth, our significance are. All of that comes from how to get back to that place and what are the triggering lies that we need to address head on that'll change our perspective and cause us to take authority and live the life that God has for us, that God died for us to have. And this book pinpoints just that. So yes, both of these books are available on Amazon.com and Kindle. Okay. As well as family, book a session with me. Okay. Listen, we're transitioning out of the summer months into the fall and winter time. And family, this is the time when you're inside the house a lot and you're in your head a lot. And listen, things that are undealt with, they don't go away. They just quietly eat. And then one day, the dog you were walking is now the dog that's walking you. Okay. And so because of that, okay, this is an opportunity to really go after what it is that you are in need of, family. We do one-on-one Christian counseling sessions, as well as a wide variety of coaching sessions for women as well. And I believe this is your sign. This is your reminder. This is your notification. Family, it's time to go after it, okay? It's time to go after it. So book a session with me. Visit my website at www.sgls.info. Once again, that's www.sgls.info. And we look forward to working with you. 1 second.
Hello.
Could you come down here and bring my laptop charger? I'm recording right now and I don't want it to die while I'm talking. All right, family. So the next thing is Pampered Beauty. Okay. So what is Pampered Beauty? Pampered Beauty is the newest thing that we have launched within the SGLS community and family. It is our first wellness product, and the name of our line is Pampered Beauty. It is a grapefruit and eucalyptus hair and scalp oil. Okay. About 2 years ago, the Lord gave me a dream, giving me the formulation for this oil. And family, it's phenomenal. Okay. I use it. My husband uses it. My son, it's in my purse. My husband uses it. My son uses it. My daughter uses it. I use it. And everybody got a thick head of hair. And I believe that oil is definitely a part of that. Okay. It is great for scalp health. It is great for the strengthening of your strands. It is great for helping you protect the ends of your hair. You guys, we're coming heavy into protective style season. Yeah. We're coming heavy into protective style season. And so with it being protective style season, a lot of times we need styles that are healthy for our hair, that protect our hair, protect the ends of our hair, but are not too tough or not too tense or cause too much tension in our hair. And we need oils and butters and things like that, that really moisturize, really strengthen and really take care of our hair. Okay. And so I recommend this product. This oil has been absolutely phenomenal. And one thing people keep telling me is that, man, it's so light. Listen, one thing that is really bad for scalp health is product buildup. And sometimes the reason why our oils are not working as well is because they're too heavy. And so by the second or third day of using it, your hair is a grease fire. So this oil is really light, which allows you to use it for a really long time in conjunction with different leave-in conditioners and other products that you're using in your hair. And it's giving your hair that health, your hair that health, that strength, that bounce, that beauty, that gorgeous shine. It's a phenomenal product. So if you want to purchase it, you can go to Pampered Beauty's own Instagram, which is PamperedBeauty24, or you can go back to the mother Instagram at Samantha Grimes TV. And I believe it's the first or the second link in the link tree. And you can purchase and through Shopify. It's, you can pay for it with Apple Pay, PayPal, or just your regular debit and credit card. Okay. I'm excited. Okay. So, all right, family, that's all the goodies I have for you. And so without further ado, let's get into today's chat. I'm going to open us up with prayer and then we're going to talk. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Father, we honor you. We magnify your name. We glorify your name, God, this day. Oh, how wonderful. Oh, how faithful. Oh, how beautiful. Oh, how holy. Oh, how righteous. Oh, how magnificent. Oh, how incredible. Oh, how satisfying, Father, that you are. Father, you are the one that satisfies us. You are the one that completes us. You are the one that restores our soul. You are the one that makes us well. It is you and you alone. And Father, right now in the mighty name of Jesus, Father God, we invite the Spirit of God even the more into this podcast episode, knowing you're already with us, but inviting you even the more to lead the charge, to drive our car, help us to go where you want us to go, to land where you want us to land, to get the revelation, the insight, the perspective, God, the transformative revelatory shift that you have for us, Father. Father, right now in the mighty name of Jesus, I pray over myself, over my notes, over what I think that I know. And Father, I completely yield it all over to you. Lord, let your voice be heard in this podcast episode. Let them hear you. I pray that you speak. Let every word that proceeds out of my mouth be your words and not my own. Let it minister, let it heal, let it empower, let it strengthen. I pray over every heart that is listening, every man or woman, let their heart be conducive to what it is that you have to say, Father God. And I pray, God, let there become a shift, a sense of relief, a sense of clarity, a sense of identity, and a flow. Allow, God, each person listening to this, Father, be supernaturally impacted and begin to do business in the way in which you have ordained them to do business, Father. Father, I pray that you get all the glory, all the praise, and all the honor, and that we will all come back into the greater revelation that we are the beloved of Jesus Christ. We love you. We honor you. We thank you for it now. In Jesus' name. Amen. 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 Well, family, we are continuing in our series on kingdom entrepreneurship. And this is an important episode. We're talking about mompreneurship. Yeah, yeah. Parenthood. That's what we're talking about. Mompreneurship. Man, as much as I love the term mompreneurship, I almost wonder why it exists. Because a good portion of the world are parents and professionals. A good portion of the world are both. And as much as that is normal, I hear things, them, people, sayings, quotes that try and almost make those two things seem like they should be separate, right? Two different things. You guys, I recently watched a movie. It was last night, but it was like the night before last night and last night, because I tried to watch it the night before and it like froze up on me. And so I just went to something else and I finished watching it yesterday. And the movie is called Mona Lisa Smile. I don't know if anybody's ever seen it. It's actually a great, great movie. And the lead character is Julia Roberts, phenomenal actress. And Julia, is a teacher, right? The movie takes place in the 1950s. Okay. Specifically, I think 1953 or 1954. And she's going to teach at a very conservative all women's college. Now, the problem here with her going to this college is, it's a very conservative college, like I said, but not the conservative that we think about right now. It's the conservative of like the 1950s. Okay. So think extreme. Women were just getting rights to be able to vote, let alone go to school and achieve a degree, right? Because it was still this silent thing in the world or in the government at that time that a woman's place was at home, and a woman's sole purpose in life was to be a wife and a mother. And that's it. And the problem with that is that women are people and have purposes and plans, and God has, you know, I don't even want to get into that. But either way, in the film, all the girls were there and she was thinking that she was coming to teach these women in higher education. It was a school she always wanted to teach at, and she didn't have a lot of pedigree. So she made up for her pedigree with her intelligence. She was a brilliant woman. She taught art history, and she took different pieces of art and really caused you to begin to really think about, you know, art in a completely different way, really help you critically think. And the girls end up falling in love with her, even though some of them really did give her a hard time for a long time, because she was really, her very presence was advocating against a lot of ideals that were broken. And I remember what was one scene one of the women came in and said, "Hey, you gave me a C." And she said, "Oh yeah, I'm kind." And she was just like, "No, I've never had a C. I've had this, you know, high GPA. Why did you give me a C?" And she basically told her, "Hey, the whole paper, it wasn't your opinion. It was the opinion of the person that you copied. And so I want to hear your voice. What do you think?" And then she said, "Okay, what are your plans after you leave here? Are you going into the workforce? Are you going to graduate school? What is your plan?" She's like, "Oh, well, I plan to get married." And she said, "Okay, well, what happens after you get married?" And she said, "Well, then I'll be married." And that common thing went throughout the movie, and she was the first to really put into their mind that more than one thing can coexist. Okay. You can be a wife and a mother and have a career. If anything, for many, that's how it should be. And she even, you know, is pointing out in the film the reality that nobody says that to men. Nobody goes to a man and says, you know, career or family. If anything, a man, it's almost incomplete if he doesn't have the full picture, you know. In corporate America, there are men who will get promoted over other men simply because they're married. Because they deem a man who is married can handle responsibility way better than a single man. So he'll get the job. He'll get the promotion. I know that sounds crazy. But for many years, that's how it was. And I'm bringing up this film and I'm bringing up these ideals around our theme and our topic of mompreneurship is because I think for many people, the reason why they struggle wrapping their head around this is that they don't understand that two things can coexist. Okay? You are a full-time mom always, and you are a full-time professional always. Okay? And sometimes I think we try to divide the two worlds. Okay, this is my work life and this is my family life. And don't get me wrong, I do believe that there should be a separation in the sense of when you come home from work and your kids haven't seen you all day, they've been at school, you've been at work, and now it's time for the whole family to come back together, that you're really intentionally giving them your time and attention, or whatever the case may be. Or even if you are a type of mom where you work from home and your kids are in the house with you, that they want attention and love and need that, and you should give that. That's not the conversation we're having. It's almost a delay. I believe that happens often for women when it comes to the conversation, especially when it comes to business and entrepreneurship. So many things get put on the back burner because you're a parent. And it's not because of the busyness of being a parent or the difficulty of being a parent, but it's a silent lie that the two can't coexist, but they can. And for many, it's supposed to. And for many, it's supposed to. I want to start here and just really, and I got notes. Let me see. Am I in my notes or am I astray? I am. Okay. Glory to God. I want you to understand the perspective that your mom life is going to intersect into your business life. And I know you don't want babies to feel like mommy is, you know, too caught up in whatever, but the two are going to intersect. Okay? The two are going to intersect. It's not even that I'm a mom over here sometimes and then I'm a businesswoman over here sometimes. Understand, there are going to be times both hats are on. You know, people say I wear multiple hats. Sometimes you got two hats on at the same time. You know why? Because you're two things at the same time. Okay. I can't tell you how many times I'm taking a client and my son was in the walker behind the camera. When I first went back to work after I had my son, I took him with me because he was a baby still nursing. And so because everybody was virtual, that was a luxury that I got to have. I'm nursing in between. Like I didn't get to turn that off because I was a professional. And don't get me wrong, I understand if you work in corporate America, there is a different slant and every job has different slants. But understand, sometimes we don't think about the smart or the effective way to work around something to make things happen all at the same time because we're still trying to divide everything in our mind and categorize everything. No, 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 my mom life can't mess with my work life. I'm going to have to give up. No, that's not the answer to everything. I'm sorry, but it's not. Sometimes you got to get creative with that thing. Okay. Well, I know I have this meeting between this meeting at this time. And so I'm about to put baby boy here and I'm about to put baby girl up here and that'll give me 30 minutes. And then when I come out of that, I can go make lunches. And then, you know what I'm saying? Like, do what you have to do because you're both things. And this is the thing. I think we forget that God wired you both. Like, you know what I'm saying? God didn't call you into this arena and then say, okay, but don't get pregnant. Okay, but don't get married. Like, that's not, don't get married. Like, no, like, this is not school anymore where when after May hits, you have a summer break and you go back to your real life in August. No. All year long. Okay. There was a comedian. He was so funny. He said, man, I can't believe we get off work and raise kids. That's crazy. I don't know whose idea that was, but it's the truth, right? Being a mompreneur, man, there's so many effective ways you could be doing that, but you got to make peace with the fact that you are both. Because when we identify with something, we begin to exhibit the habits of one who identifies with that thing. Okay. So if I identify as I am a mother, I am a wife, and I am also a professional, then I am no longer trying to figure out I'm now going to figure out how can I work the system. The Bible talks about the Proverbs 31 woman, and what made her so special was the system in which that she ran her house and the system in which that she ran her business, right? And when her business got to a particular point, she had help, right? She had all these things implemented because she was not trying to solidify or block herself off into one or block herself off into the other. She let all of them coexist and she learned how to work the system of all of them together. And man, there is a concept of working smart and not working hard. And for many of us, man, like your business would be far more successful if you accepted the fact that you're a mom at the same time. It would. Like your babies are in here right now. And that's not unnormal. I want to be somebody to say this to you. That's not unnormal. I think some of us have, you know, certain movies or whatever in your mind where, you know, you go to work and, you know, or maybe the way things were when you were single, but when you have a family and you have a career, then now it's the balancing act, or they call it the work-life balance. Work-life balance is not the separation of work and life. It is how can they two both coexist and harmoniously. Okay, how can I manage both? Understand, God created you with the ability to multitask. He created you with the ability to balance. He created you with the ability to do more than one thing at a time. That is the gift that God gave us as humans, not even as women, but as humans. And many of us, we struggle because we don't give ourselves that grace to let both things coexist. Okay. It's not supposed to look a particular way. It's not going to always look squeaky clean. Let me tell you something. When the pandemic hit, okay, and so many women were working from home now because of the COVID situation, I can't tell you how many of them in the middle of our sessions, and we're virtually camera to camera talking and working through our issues, and their little boy, their little girl jump in the camera or jumping off the couch or jumping out the window, child, or running with snacks in the background. And I was just like, girl, this is life. This is what life looks like for real, not in the movies, not on TV, for real. There's been an age-old lie that always tells you that you have to pick. Let me tell you something. I am a woman that will forever preach that you can have it all. You just have to find the strategy that works for you, that allows you to have it all. I never thought for one second I was going to either have a career or family. And I never put a timetable on that. to say, okay, let me not pursue this so that I can. It's God's timetable. It's his plan. It's his way. It's how he wants to do it. It's not one or the other. It's not, and it will never be one or the other. And don't get me wrong, certain jobs require more. If you're the president of a hospital, it might look different, okay? If your business is on a particular level, then man, it's time to delegate. It's time to get help. It's time to go after it so that you can create a better balance of your life as a mother and as a wife. But I want to be the one to say it. God is not asking you to walk away from one for the other. Now, there are women. Let me add this bonus. There are women who are called to be stay-at-home wives and mothers. That is that's the job that God wants you to have. And that there's nothing wrong with that. That should be honored and highly esteemed. Hear me. But if you're not called to that, then you're not called to that. I have to say this. If God has called you into any job or business or thing while you are a wife and a mother, and you choose not to do that thing because you do not want to be a bad wife or mother or whatever lie, you are in disobedience, no matter how great of a wife and a mother that you are. You are in disobedience. There is a fulfillment and a fullness to your life that you are robbing yourself of because you are not even attempting to do what God calls you to do. I mean, I and many other women I know don't even tackle our business the same way as a single woman, because we're not. When like, no, this is my life. I have both. I wanted it all. And this is what it like looks like to have it all and try to balance and manage it all. They are meant to coexist. The second point is I want to hop out is that you have to learn how to let your children and your home be a support system to you. This is the hard truth. The world is going to try to convince you that you cannot attain certain heights when you have a family. Now, they don't say this to men. They say this to women. And that's the conversation we're having right now. So I'm like, I'm gonna say the exact opposite to a man, but you know, we're gonna leave it alone. But it's actually not God's divine order. The first institution to ever exist in the earth was the family institution. The fact that God chose that to be first speaks volumes of how much he highly values that thing, how much he highly honors that thing. And so if something that God highly values and honors is in your life, then it is meant to yield a blessing and a fruit. So we serve the God that blesses us with no added sorrow. That's what the Bible says. And so if he has blessed you to be a wife, if he has blessed you to have children, even if you're a single mom, that was intended to be a blessing. And so even though it may be difficult and it may be a lot at times, and some seasons might be busier than other seasons, what you do need to understand is that sometimes the great motivation that you need in your business, the great motivation that you need in entrepreneurship and kingdom entrepreneurship is the very thing that the enemy is telling you that you need to separate yourself from. And that is your family. That is your family life. I am telling you as a woman, as a wife and a mother of two children, the greatest support and advocate that I have in my life outside of God himself is my family. They make me want to work harder. They make me want to be a better businesswoman. They make me want to be a better woman. They are a blessing and a gift to me. And I thank the Lord that he had me launch my business and tap into my career after I got married. I'm not saying you shouldn't before. There's no difference between the two. Like, whatever God's called you to do, go after it. But what I'm saying for me and for many women is that you get to see the blessing of having both. They begin to support and bounce off of one another. It's really breaking out of the minds that these things are not, don't have to war against each other. They don't have to war against each other. And sometimes how we think is how we'll set up our world. Because you are convinced that they will, then that is how you operate every day. And you live your life in this tug of war, and you live your life at war at all times. And that is not what God has for you. He's like, no. Both of these things are a blessing. You can handle two blessings at one time. You are capable of stewarding two blessings at one time. You are capable of building two things at one time. One, you have a partner if you're married. But above all, you got the Holy Ghost. Like, I'm sorry. That's a huge deal. That is a big deal. I get struggling in these areas when you, it's just you. But you got Jesus. That changes the entire conversation. Sometimes we don't have things because you don't believe that you can have them. You don't think that you can have them. And your doubt is actually not even in you. It's in him. The God that gave you all of this doesn't have the grace to help you maintain it. Doesn't have the grace to help you work and build it. Then who is God? That's crazy. Does he not love you? You shouldn't tell me the God that loves you so much that he gave his only son, let him die and be resurrected to set you free. The person that would do that for you would have a hard time doing this for you. Let your family be a support system to you. People that believe, and this is not shade to anybody else, I honor all people, but people that believe that they are better off without their family, they would have greater success, they would get there faster without their family, don't have a healthy revelation of success. Don't understand what really makes. Like, let me just keep it real. As successful as we are when it comes to business and entrepreneurship, let me tell you something. Your real life is when you get home. That's your real life. When you get to a particular age, you start to reminisce and you start to realize what really matters in life. Some of the most successful CEOs in the world, man, they have such a success because of how much they value family, how much they value their family, how much they put their family first, how much they made their family a part of the building of the business. Little nephew is out there learning how to work the business. The spouse is now an executive member of the business. Like that is an abundant mindset. That is an outstretched outlook. That is kingdom. And that's a big part of what we're talking about in this podcast. Like, we're leaving worldly behind for kingdom. We're leaving typical behind for a kingdom. Mompreneurship, meaning, man, you have both. You have a career and you have a family, and you are graced. Like, I want you to hear this come out of my mouth. You're graced for both. You're graced for both. Just to give you some side tips. What's going to be helpful? Maybe those of you who are not married or don't have kids yet, but you want that in the future. You want to find a partner that's as married to your dreams as you are. Because y'all going to be a couple. Y'all gonna have a relationship. Y'all gonna, life is gonna happen. Things are gonna show up that you did not plan for. So maybe some of y'all gonna have some oops babies, okay? Some of y'all gonna have several babies. I don't know. I don't know what's gonna happen with you. But whatever happens, you gotta be committed to what God called you to do. And you also have to be married to somebody that's committed with you, just like you're committed to their dreams for them. If you're a single mom, but God has put a business in your heart, you don't think that God's not going to help you do that. And he's going to show you not just how to balance being a mom and being in business at the same time, but how to bring those babies into that business. And let me tell you something. The best example you can give your children is a happy parent. Understand, children don't do what you say. They do what you do. Unless, you know, deliverance breaks out. It's another conversation. But I do what you do. So are you showing them what you would like them to become? Some of us have this mindset, you know, I didn't do it, but my kids will do it, you know, and that's not necessarily. We don't know. So what are you living for them? Are you telling them to chase after their dreams, but you won't chase after yours? Are you telling them to do what they love and you do what you hate? I understand working a job that you may not love for a season or for a period of time because you got to pay the bills. But God is too good and he loves you too much to want you to be there forever. And sometimes we won't even engage with God in that kind of conversation and in that kind of plan. Like, God, okay, what have you called me to do outside of this? Because I'm not happy here. And somebody else that you want me to work for? Do you want me to start my own? What do you want me to go back to school? What do you have for me? Now, think, that's the person you want your children looking to. That woman. Let me give you real. When I had my daughter, I launched my business 6 weeks after she was born. Mind you, I was already working on it and getting things together, but I officially had my first day of work 6 weeks after she was born. Well, no. I was still putting the stuff together. So, but around 6 weeks or so, we were in office. Maybe a couple weeks after that, I officially started taking in clients in-house and that kind of thing. And you want to know my biggest push? Outside of God told me I'm going to obey, even though this is a really weird timing and I did not plan for this. Outside of the support of my husband who believed in me and was willing to do whatever I needed to get going, I had a little girl. And even though she was not old enough to even recognize that I was her mom, I wanted to be a woman that she can say, my mom showed me that I could do anything. She didn't just tell me I can do anything. She showed me. I wanted to be an example before her. And so I didn't let the excuse of, well, I just had a baby, so give me a couple years. And listen, there's no shade to you if that's what you did. We here now, okay? I didn't say that. Or I didn't say, okay, God, I need this X, Y, and Z. I wanted her to see a woman walking by faith and doing what she was purposed to do so that she could feel like, hey, if I don't know anybody else in my life who's going to do this, my mom walked this before me and I saw the fruit of faith. I saw the fruit of believing. I saw the fruit of walking this thing out. I saw it for myself. My daughter was my motivation, my child, not my degree, not stereotypes. I felt more capable of doing it at this point in my life than I did when I was just a college student trying to figure out what I wanted to do with my life. Let your kids, mom, be your support system. Let them be your motivation. Let your family be a part of it. And my last point is, you got to renounce, and I mean verbally, or renounce mom guilt. Even though mom guilt sounds cute and many people don't want to let it go because it makes you look humble, it's false humility. It's not real humility. I'm just gonna say it because I love you. All guilt is antichrist, no matter how we try to like position it. All guilt is antichrist. God is coming for all guilt and all condemnation. Because you know what guilt does? Guilt causes you, and condemnation causes you to do the very thing that you're guilty for. You feel so guilty as a mom, you never change. You never do anything different. I'm not saying neglect your children. I will never tell you to do that. But God's not going to want you to apologize for loving your career or loving what you do. Like, you get to love both. You get to have both. And God wants to give you strategy to help you and show you, hey, you can be a present and active mother while building a career, while building your business, while making impact. He will give you the strategy. He'll show you when to hire. He'll give you the grace in the seasons that maybe you're just a tad bit busier than other seasons. Sometimes we're assuming our children will feel or think away, but you can't think for them. You don't know. I hear my own mother tell me stories and things that she felt and thought that we, you know, and I just was, and I was like, that wasn't my experience. I'm not telling her this to make her feel better. I'm telling her at that age, that was not my experience. I don't have a grid or see you that way. I didn't demand that level of perfection from you. So it's time to go before the King of Kings and verbally renounce mom guilt and come into the identity, the grace that God has given you. God loves you too much to make you choose. God loves you too much. Now, this is not a conversation about him or your career, him or your family. Well, then that's the choice you got to make. It's always going to be him. But when it comes to, if I've given you two gifts, I'm not going to say, well, you can only love one. That ain't my father. No, he wants to teach you how to have and how to enjoy and how to sustain both without either of them becoming neglected. And that's a grace that he wants to give you. That's a strategy he wants to give you. And that strategy changes in different seasons, at different ages, at different requirements, at different times. It's going to change. You're going to change. The business is going to change. Your children are going to change. But God's faithfulness will remain. I want to leave you with this. What do you want your kids to see? Who do you want them to become? Sometimes you can be the best mompreneur in the world when you make peace with the fact that you are both at the same time. And find the strategy that works for you and your business and your life that may not fit everybody else's, but honey, it's what God has given you and it is blessed and it is fruitful. All right, family, that's all I got for you in this episode. All right, I'll talk to you guys next time. Bye.